Important event coming up this coming week at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds. Are you ready to receive a court summons? Are you ready to be served? You're thinking, oh boy, what? Yeah, well, we've been talking a lot about this. You probably know where I'm going. I know this has been a topic of conversation earlier this week on KGMI Connects with Joe Tien, folks talking about water rights adjudication. It's happening here in Whatcom County. We've been talking about it literally for years now on the show, and it's finally coming to pass that people will be sued by the state of Washington. That's what's happening, people are sued to basically be forced via the this lawsuit called adjudication, forced to prove their right to use the water that they have been using, essentially, or that they want to use. Are you prepared for this? And there's an event coming up on Wednesday of this coming week here in Linden, where we're broadcasting from this morning, called Protecting Your Water. And joining me right now, Fred Lickle, is Executive Director of Whatcom Family Farmers. Fred, we at Whatcom Family Farmers, and by the way, did I mention that this is the farming show?
No, I don't believe you did.
Oh, okay, I kind of forgot about that. I'm Dylan Honkoop. For those who don't know me, Fred Lickle with us here. We're both going to be helping put this event together. Our whole crew will be there, and we have some great experts who will be on stage on Wednesday evening. And that's an important point that should be brought out right away. In the past, we did an event on this in the fall.
Correct. Yes.
Same kind of thing. There is some new information this time.
Yes.
Somewhat. I mean, the situation has evolved. So there will be some updates on that. If you went to the last one, it doesn't mean you can't come to this informational meeting. But there were lots of folks last time who couldn't make it because of the time of day. And so we're doing it in the evening this time.
Yes. Yeah, we're looking forward to an evening one. As Dylan said, we had a number of people that said, I can't make it. It was, I believe, in the early afternoon, and we just can't make that. And so they requested, you know, could we have another one? And that is actually what we're doing here. And as Dylan said, we do have some updates, as you mentioned, Dylan. Yeah, there was what Ecology has put out, what's known as a claim form, or a proposed claim form, a draft claim form. And we're going to be discussing how that looks because, again, it's just in draft form. But one of the experts is going to be talking about what is in this and what you need to do to be filling this very complicated 9 or 6 page form out, depending on what you choose to do.
This is the form that you'll have to fill out as a response, essentially,
to the loss, to being sued,
to getting this court summons in the mail. And apparently not everyone's going to get them at the same time, but it's going to start this summer sometime.
Yes, it'll most likely start this summer. It is our understanding that the adjudication will be filed, they're saying, late April or early May. So we'll just say May because I know how government works on these types of things. And then we're not certain yet what their timeline is going to be and whether they're going to do this in stages, whether it be different areas or different types of folks that are connected with this, whether it be farmers or, you know, single family homes or whatever it might be. But it will be coming out I would say most likely sometime this summer you will get that summons.
And aren't they going to do them in different phases too? Like some people get them at a certain time and then some people may get them later in the year?
That is our understanding. One of the things when you start talking to Ecology, I think most of our listeners can understand, be clear. I don't think they completely understand everything that they are doing. And it's been a little bit of a challenge. A lot bit of a challenge to get actually what it is that they're planning on doing. And as we said, they get asked some questions and oftentimes they don't have the answers. So
that's kind of scary.
It is very scary, but it is the reality that we're facing. And that's why this event just like the last one, is not some political rally to be against the adjudication. We know it's coming. Our goal here is for the folks out there to be educated, because it's coming. And there are going to be some important things that you're going to need to do. And we find out there's a lot of folks that just don't know. And it's understandable why, because you practically need a PhD to understand some of this stuff. And so getting as much expertise as we can, as we continue to get people who call in or even drop by, as we did yesterday here at our office, help me, I don't know what to do. And so we're giving all the expertise that we possibly can. And that's what these folks are here for, is to answer those questions.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, that it isn't some political rally against adjudication. It is happening, even though some people I know have characterized the information as being anti-adjudication, just because the facts aren't pleasant.
No.
And that's a tough spot for us to be in, advocating for the farming community. Yeah, we were opposed to this idea. Yes, we don't think it's the right way to be going about things. But if it is going to be happening, we need to know as a community what the heck is going on and what we should be doing. And we need to know the facts. Well, the reality is the facts just aren't not. I mean, the facts sound bad.
They are bad. You know, that's the reality. But as hard as we tried to get it to stop, it's going forward. And so we're trying to make the best of a bad situation here. And so we have folks working behind the scenes to try and alleviate some of these challenges. And you can imagine there are going to be challenges that are going to be asked and as we go along in the adjudication. But the reality is the adjudication is there, or it's here, I mean, and we have to prepare ourselves, because if you don't do anything, that could be the worst thing that could happen, because there's going to be this line of water users. And if you aren't in the line, you could be out. And we don't like out, mm-hmm. out. And that is not a good place to be.
No, not at all. The event, special event coming up. And by the way, this is the Farming Show on KGMI. I'm Dylan Honkoop. He is Fred Lookal, Executive Director of Whatcom Family Farmers. And that's where you can find information, whatcomfamilyfarmers.org, about this event that's helping make sure you're prepared for this court case, this adjudication that is about to get underway. It's a water rights educational event, March 27th. So that's this coming week, FYI. That's Wednesday. It's 6:30 p.m. at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds in the People's Bank Farm Pavilion. You know, the new building that they put together there, and the Farming for Life exhibit is in part of that building as well, and lots of meetings happen in there. That's right where we'll be. It is important to note, Fred is nodding at me because he knows where this is going. It is important to note that you will not be able to park in the normal place back behind the Farm Pavilion. You'll have to park at the Mount Baker Rotary Building or the field next to it. Do I have that right?
You are correct, Dylan. We can't park in our usual spot, but there is a very easy place to just walk right in there. It's just important to note, yeah, you can't go back there where we usually park for those sorts of events.
Which is, for people who know the fairgrounds, normally you go in through what is gate 2, past the old open cattle barn, and around through where they milk the cattle, and then back to the backside, essentially between where the carnival is and this farm pavilion. Can't go back there this time. The fair has some stuff going on back there. They're using that space for other things. So plan on parking at the Mount Baker Rotary Building or the field next to it. And we'll have people out there directing traffic and signs out that say, hey, don't go to the normal spot. Just FYI, again, 6:30 p.m. on this coming Wednesday evening. Should last about 2 hours-ish.
Yep.
I'm going to try to keep it moving because I'm supposed to be emceeing this thing.
That is correct.
Whether I can keep up with all the massive amounts of information that will be shared there. It was overwhelming to some folks last time.
Yes, it was.
When we had this meeting.
Yeah, and there's no doubt when you're getting a 9-page thing to fill out for each water right, by the way. That isn't just for all of your water rights. For those of you who have a number of different water rights, you have to fill out each one of these forms. So it isn't easy, but there again, that's what we're here to do, is try and help as much as we can to get that information out there. I also would want to point out that I think the folks wonder, well, what exactly is that we're doing to help things along? Well, one of the things that we've been promoting all along is this idea of we're going to have to at some point sit down and have discussions about how to collaborate on solutions, because we're not going to get there. We're going to end up in an exhaustive legal process. We've talked about other places like the Yakima, where it took 42 years. And ours is more complicated than theirs, despite what ecology would like to say it's not. It most definitely is. So yeah. We are promoting, what does it look like to look for solutions? And so our last speaker group is going to be a speaker panel where we've got three different folks who have been involved in solutions in other areas who can bring us up to date on talk about what things could look like in a future where we talk about solutions. That doesn't mean that you can't do anything, because there's going to be some who say, well, if there's a collaborative settlement or something, I'm not going to have to bother to file. Oh no, this is a lawsuit. You still need to file. You still need to do this.
That's what I was just going to say. And Fred Lickle is our guest right now, Executive Director of Whatcom Family Farmers. I'm Dylan Honkoop with Save Family Farming here on The Farming Show on KGMI. While we as an organization, your organization, the organization I work for, which are joined at the hip, we oppose this idea of adjudication. We don't think it's a good idea. We don't think it's the right way to be dealing with the water management crisis that we have here in Whatcom County in the Nooksack River Basin. But, and we will continue to encourage and lobby for whatever we can, push for, send people in the direction of solutions and working together in a collaborative community process rather than a court process. Even though we'll continue to push for that, doesn't mean that we think people should just ignore this court process. As much as we disagree with it, you got to play along with it or you're going to be in a bad shape.
That is for sure.
I'm trying to find, FCC approved ways of and non-crude ways of saying that what you're going to be if you ignore this lawsuit, don't file the paperwork or don't file it correctly. Yeah, not good.
Right. Now, I don't believe we mentioned it, even though we've said it before. It's important to note that once it gets filed and you receive your summons, you have 1 year to put this in. So it's not like, oh no, I've got 30 days, this isn't good. There's going to be a lot of people that need a lot of work on this, but you do have 1 year to put in your claim. And then after that 1 year is up, you have another 3 years to prove that you're actually using the water that you said. So it's not like it's happening in 60 days. But as I said, there's going to be a lot of people asking a lot of questions. It is very clear to us the Department of Ecology, despite their assurances otherwise, really doesn't have a very solid grasp on this from what we can tell. We're going to need to be working hard on educating folks on what is the right direction to go.
Well, and the more people that do this correctly, the better it is for everyone, right?
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
The more people that don't do it correctly, more water could be
lost
essentially, that people don't have access to
anymore. If you don't fill it out right, it's one of those things. Like I got a message back on when I voted for the primary that I'd forgotten to check a box for if I was voting for RRD, and my vote could have been lost. And we had a similar situation here, right? You could be out of luck.
Well, we had Bill Clark, water rights attorney, who's going to be presenting on Wednesday night. Yep. We had him on the program before the last event that we did in the fall, and that was an important note that he shared then, and I think everyone should keep thinking about. If you do nothing, you will lose your water rights. If you have any water rights already, you may say, all my paperwork is in order, you know, I all my rights are current, and we're doing everything by the book, I's dotted, T's crossed. If you still, if that's your situation and you don't file this, or, you know, you just ignore this court summons saying, well, I have the water rights already, which, you know, I've heard from some people who've said, well, you know, if I'm all copacetic, I can just let this go, right? No, you will lose your water access in that scenario.
One of the things that confuses folks is that ecology talks about exempt wells and exempt statutes. And there is somehow this understanding from folks, if they hear the word exempt, whether that be exempt for stock watering uses or exempt for some of these smaller rural residents, that does not mean you're exempt from the adjudication. It meant you were exempt from getting a permit.
Also doesn't mean you're exempt from having a water right. That is still a water right.
Absolutely correct. And so it is going to be very important that you file this paperwork, because you are not exempt from the adjudication. You will still need to be part of the list and on the line, in the line of junior to senior water rights.
Well, as I said to Jay Chenault, who's one of the experts that we've been working with on this, it was actually in some ways calming and reassuring to me at that last event. I know for a lot of people it was overwhelming because they hadn't yet really confronted the specter of detail that they would need to defend their water right. But because I guess I've been around our offices here talking about this, hearing about this, I knew how bad it could be, it was. But hearing from these experts like Andy Dunn and some of the others that will be on stage, Jay can't be with us, but his colleague Katie will be there. Tyson can't be with us, but his colleague Jill will be there talking through, this is how you work through the ecology form. This is how you deal with this website. This is how you deal with this legal issue. There is a pattern. There is a process to work through, and there are people who know how to do it. And to me, that was reassuring. And I think for anyone, you know, thinking about coming to this meeting, that's what you can get out of this too, is a kind of a roadmap for how you can figure out how to file and do things correctly.
Yes,
via the education that happens on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it gives you that start, not just how I file it correctly, but once it starts coming to how do I prove the water that I'm using, that I'm getting at the tools to do that, and that's important too.
How do I go back to that historical water use from, you know, some people are talking about going back to the 70s, 60s, 50s, even old aerial photographs from back in those eras to prove different things of water use. That's how detailed this all is, but there is a way to go about it, and they can help reassure you and send you in the right direction. At this event, Protecting Your Water, it is Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday night at the Northwest Washington Fairgrounds in Linden, the People's Bank Farm Pavilion. Again, a note to you, don't plan on parking around the backside of that building like normal. You're going to have to park over at the Mount Baker Rotary building on the corner over by Fairway Center, and there'll be people directing traffic over there and directing you where you can walk into the building. This is an important event. Lots of folks are planning to be there, plan to see you there. Again, I'm Dylan Honkoop with Whatcom Family Farmers. Been talking with Fred Lickle, Executive Director here at Whatcom Family Farmers. Fred, thanks for your time, and here we go. We'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Thank you, Dylan. See you then.